In the sleepy coastal town of Frederickport, Danielle Boatman has settled into a comfortable routine at Marlowe House, the bed and breakfast she runs alongside Walt Marlowe, the charming ghost who's haunted the property since his murder nearly a century ago. Their unique friendship has evolved into something deeper, though the obvious barriers between the living and the dead keep their relationship in perpetual limbo. This delicate balance shatters when Danielle receives an email from a man claiming to be Walt's cousin, requesting to commission reproductions of family portraits hanging in Marlowe House. When Clint Marlowe arrives with his fiancée Stephanie and an artist named Jim Hill, Danielle is stunned. Clint looks exactly like Walt, down to his striking blue eyes. The physical resemblance is so uncanny that Danielle momentarily freezes during their handshake, experiencing a profound moment of physical contact she's never had with Walt, despite their emotional connection. But the resemblance proves purely physical. While Walt is cultured and thoughtful, Clint quickly reveals himself to be rude and dismissive, mocking Walt's love of reading and making crude comments that leave Danielle uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the artist raises suspicions. Ian, Danielle's tech-savvy friend, discovers Jim Hill is actually Macbeth Bandoni, a notorious art forger specializing in masterpiece reproductions. Through careful investigation, Danielle and her friends discover the truth. The portraits of Walt and his wife Angela were painted by Jacques Jehan Bonnet, a now-famous French artist whose work sells for millions. Clint and Stephanie recognized the distinctive signature from an art show and concocted an elaborate scheme to steal the valuable originals and replace them with Bandoni's expert reproductions. Walt notices Bandoni examining the backs of paintings rather than their surfaces. Clint arranges a dinner at Pearl Cove, creating an opportunity for Bandoni to execute the switch. While everyone is away, Bandoni's accomplices replace Walt's originals with reproductions and load the authentic paintings into a crate. Rather than involve police, Walt convinces Danielle to let him handle the situation. In one of the book's most entertaining sequences, Walt retrieves Bandoni's key and moves through the darkened house like a phantom, meticulously swapping the paintings back while preserving the aging hardware that had fooled experts. The scene turns comical when Bandoni appears for a midnight snack and sees his masterpiece floating midair. The forger's face drains of color before he faints. Walt completes the switch, secures the reproductions in the crate, and levitates the unconscious Bandoni back to bed. Upon awakening, Bandoni dismisses the incident as a dream, blaming late-night cheese. Danielle delivers the final blow by casually mentioning that Walt's portrait seems different, noting a mysterious twinkle in the eyes. This sends both men into panic, prompting them to hastily escape with the crate before anyone examines it closely. Near Pilgrim's Point, Darlene Gusarov's ghost causes Stephanie to crash their van off a cliff. Stephanie dies instantly while Clint survives in a coma, his spirit conscious but trapped in limbo, unable to interact with the physical world. This accident creates an extraordinary dilemma. Clint's spirit has separated from his body, leaving him in a liminal state. He longs to join Stephanie in the afterlife, but cannot, while his physical body lives. Walt, trapped at Marlowe House for nearly a century, cannot experience the physical world despite his growing feelings for Danielle. Eva Thorndike, a ghost with mysterious privileges, proposes a solution. Clint could give his body to Walt, who was cheated out of life, allowing Clint to move on to Stephanie. This raises the central moral question. Is it ethical for Walt to take over Clint's body, even with permission? Would it be a deserved second chance or spiritual theft? As Walt considers Clint's extraordinary offer, Angela appears to Danielle in a conservative suit, emotionally revealing her spiritual imprisonment will end only when Walt makes a choice. In a heartfelt conversation, Walt shares insights about forgiveness with Danielle. He explains how modern relationships helped him understand the limited options women like Angela faced in his era. Walt admits he never truly loved Angela, having married her more as a social catch, and expresses regret as his understanding of love deepened through his feelings for Danielle. Walt's decision to attempt taking over Clint's body prompts emotional goodbyes at Marlowe House. His farewells to Sadie the dog and Max the cat are especially touching, companions who shared his supernatural existence without judgment. Walt reveals they communicate through mental telepathy, a connection transcending normal communication. The most poignant goodbye is between Walt and Danielle. As he prepares to leave, she remains tearful yet understanding, showing remarkable strength despite her grief. Their final moments together are filled with unspoken words and meaningful glances. Walt vanishes with characteristic subtlety, leaving Danielle crying and whispering, "Come back to me," into the empty air. The resolution unfolds gradually as questions persist about who has awakened in Clint's body. The patient claims complete amnesia. Complications arise when Stephanie's father, Barry, arrives from Texas, attempting to reconstruct Clint's identity through his own narrative by recounting stories about Stephanie for hours. Danielle struggles to access Walt/Clint. After being caught with forged credentials, she's barred from the hospital. When Chief MacDonald finally arranges a supervised visit, the moment of truth arrives. The physical changes are jarring. Clint's normally perfect hair now in messy spikes, his athletic frame diminished, his leg in a cast. Yet something in those striking blue eyes reveals a familiar warmth that transcends the physical form. Confirmation comes during a private moment. While his elderly roommate undergoes treatment, he whispers two things only Walt could know: the true reason for Clint's death and an intimate detail from Walt and Danielle's first meeting, irrefutable proof of Walt's successful transition. Eva explains that spirits naturally continue their journey after death, like a flowing river, but some become trapped by confusion, trauma, or unfinished business. Walt's century-long persistence suggests his life path was prematurely interrupted. While free will can disrupt intended life paths, the universe sometimes provides correction mechanisms. Walt's transformation raises questions about whether personhood is defined by physical form, memories, or something more intangible. The story suggests identity persists beyond physical boundaries, while acknowledging how deeply our experiences are shaped by our corporeal existence. Walt's successful transition into Clint's body transforms an impossible romance into reality, allowing a physical relationship with Danielle while creating new challenges. His adjustment to modern life becomes compelling. Simple tasks like using smartphones or driving become monumental hurdles as he tries to maintain Clint's relationships while being someone else entirely. Though now flesh and blood, Walt occasionally experiences ghostly awareness, sensing presences others cannot detect. Danielle and Walt's relationship enters a new phase as their once ethereal romance confronts practical realities: shared living spaces, physical intimacy, and building a life together. Their evolution demonstrates how love adapts when faced with extraordinary circumstances, proving the heart's capacity for acceptance and that meaningful second chances often arrive when least expected.